The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
700 kilometres north of Perth, deep in WA's Murchison region, a billion-dollar radio telescope is being built. The Square Kilometre Array will be the biggest scientific instrument ever built in Australia when it's finished, and it'll give us an unprecedented view of the universe. The project reached another milestone last night with the appointment of Dr. Sarah Pierce. She was the acting chief scientist of the CSIRO, but will now be the director of the SKA project in Australia, and she joins me now. Good morning, Sarah, and congratulations on the new job.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting.
And now, so for those who came in late, can you give us a quick rundown on what the SKA is and why it has astronomers so excited?
Yeah, look, the SKA is a large international project. It's got 16 countries that are part of it, and it's going to build two next generation radio telescopes, one in South Africa and one in Australia. So this is a great opportunity for Australia. It's our first time to host one of these enormous mega science international projects. And in Australia, we'll be building a telescope called SKA Low. So it'll spread across the Murchison region of Western Australia and help us look back to the dawn of time, not long after the Big Bang.
You had me at mega science. And so can you tell me, why is it being built in Western Australia?
And Australia is a great place to do radio astronomy. First of all, we've got a really long history of it. So you probably know about the Parkes telescope, for example.
Yes.
It's more than 50 years old. But we've got two other great advantages. Firstly, we're in the Southern Hemisphere, and you want to be in the Southern Hemisphere because you get a better view of the galactic center. So both of SKA telescopes will be built in the Southern Hemisphere. But we've also got a lot of land, and radio telescopes need to be in areas that are very quiet. Because all our day-to-day activities using our computers and our phones and our cars and our fridges interfere with what we're trying to look for with the radio telescopes. And so we want to go to an area where there are very few people. And so this is why the telescope is being built in a remote area of Western Australia.
And I've been lucky enough to visit the site, and there wasn't much there at the time. What will it eventually look like, and what is the timeline of getting this telescope finished?
So we actually have a couple of radio telescopes on the site already, which are precursors for the SKA. So there's one, which is a CSIRO telescope called ASCAP, which is starting to do great science. And another telescope managed by Curtin University called the Murchison Wide Field Array, which is a low-frequency telescope, a bit like SKA, but smaller. And so in the end, though, we will build 130,000 antennas across 60 kilometres of desert in Western Australia. And each of the antennas they're about 2 metres tall, and they look a bit like a Christmas tree made of aluminium. And so you'll be able to stand there, you know, surrounded by tens of thousands of antennas, which are all working together to get us really unique views of the sky.
And people can actually go into the new WA Museum, and there's a display devoted to the Murchison Radio Astronomy Observatory, and you can see one of these antennas for yourself, or a prototype of one. And now, when the observations come through, when do you think that will happen, and what do you think we'll be learning?
Yeah, so we're going to start building the telescope towards the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next year, and it'll take probably 7 or 8 years to build the full telescope. But data will start to come through well before that. And in fact, you know, it will only be a few years into construction of the telescope that it will be the biggest low-frequency radio telescope in the world already. So the real core science case for the telescope in Australia is what we call the cosmic dawn. So it's looking back to a few hundred million years after the Big Bang, to when the very first stars and galaxies started to shine. And no telescope has ever been able to see this yet. And so we hope that SKA Low will help us for the first time to understand the processes that led to those stars and galaxies forming.
Mm. And looking a little bit closer to home, are there economic and scientific benefits to WA of having the SKA here in our state?
Absolutely. And so, firstly, I think there are direct economic benefits, right? So there'll be roles for Australian industry. For example, we'll be leading building the infrastructure on the site and the roads and the buildings, and in building some of the more high-tech parts of the telescope too. But then there's also sort of longer-term benefits, because the SKA is an enormous big data telescope. It has to deal with 7 terabits of data a second. That's about 100,000 home broadband networks. So if you can imagine 100,000 kind of Netflix streaming going all at the same time, that's the kind of volume of data we need to deal with for SKA. And of course, in order to do that, we and the companies who are helping us develop SKA will learn an enormous amount about dealing with big data. And we'll also build great capability for Australia, lots of expertise, and attract experts here to work on this, who then can go out and work in industry in other areas apart from astronomy.
Mm. Exciting times ahead. SKA Director Dr. Sarah Pearce, thanks for being on the West Live this morning.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.